time no more for the small things. Ain't got time no more for the blues. Ain't got time no more for all kind of fake things. Ain't got time no more to misuse. Time is out. Time is out. Time is out. Time is out. Ain't got time no more for the politicians. Ain't got time no more. No more for religion. Ain't got time no more for the sea. Time's out.
Hello everybody, this is Osho Radio. Osho Radio is for everybody out there living in the marketplace. We give you 1 hour of beautiful music, a discourse by Osho, and a small meditation. 1 hour totally for yourself. Just sit back and relax and enjoy the new program of Osho Radio. The discourse today is from the series Yoga, the Alpha and the Omega, Volume 9, Number 7. Osho is talking about time. There are different types of time. There's chronological time, there's psychological time, and there is a space beyond time. Most of us live a busy life, but next to that, everything that you experience, your emotions, your stories, that part of life which is only happening for you, Osho is naming as psychological time. By going beyond both, you'll reach a space in which you touch upon reality.
To know what time is to know what life is. To know what time is to know what truth is. Ordinarily, what we call time is not real time. It is a chronological time. So remember that time can be divided, classified in three ways. One is chronological, another is psychological, and the third is real. The chronological time is clock time. It is utilitarian. It is not real. It is just a belief agreed upon by the society. We have agreed to divide the day into 24 hours. It is very arbitrary because the earth moves one complete circle on its axis in 24 hours. So we have decided to divide it in 24. Then each hour we have decided to divide in 60 minutes. There is no intrinsic necessity to divide it that way. Some other civilization may divide it in a different way. We can divide the hour in 100 minutes and nobody is going to prevent us. Then each minute we have divided in 60 seconds. That too is arbitrary. Just utilitarian. It is clock time. It is needed. Otherwise society will fall apart. Something as a common standard is a necessity. Just like money. Currency money. A 100 rupee note. A $10 bill. Or anything else. It is just a common belief. The society has agreed to use it. But it has nothing to do with existence. If man disappears from the earth, pound sterling, dollar, rupees will all disappear immediately. The earth will be without money immediately, without man. Rocks will be there. Flowers will still flower. The spring will come and birds will sing. And in the fall, old leaves will fall. But there will be no money. Even if there are piles of money on the roads, it will not be money at all. Because to call it money, a man is needed. To respect it as money, a man is needed. The government goes on promising. On each note the promise is written. The finance governor promises you that I promise you to pay 10 rupees worth of gold if you produce this note to the bank. It is just a promise. When there is nobody to promise, the currency disappears. When man is not there on the earth, clocks may go on, chiming time. But it will not be time at all. Nobody will bother. Nobody will look at them. Clock time will stop immediately if man is not there. So it is man created, a social byproduct. Higher a society moves, And when I say higher, I mean more complex it becomes. More and more it becomes obsessed with chronological time. A primitive man has no use of a watch. If you present him a watch, he will be simply puzzled for what? What he is going to do with it. A civilized man cannot live without a watch. It is almost impossible to live in a civilized society without watch, because the whole society runs according to the clock. Clock decides. Clock has become the dominator. It dominates. This is a very unreal world, dominated by the clock. Now, there are educationists, psychologists, who go on telling to the mothers that give the child milk at certain times, after each 3 hours. The child is crying, the child is hungry, the mother looks at the clock. It is not time yet. The child is hungry, that is not anything to be worried. The clock has to be looked at. Because when the child is hungry, the child is not to be believed but the doctor's. Now it is none of the doctor's business to interfere. But once you become obsessed with the unreal, many unreal things enter in your life. I have heard an Irishman fell from a ladder and lay apparently unconscious on the ground. A crowd gathered around him and a doctor was called, who said at once that the poor man was dead. Pat opened his eyes and promptly denied the charge. "Sus, Pat," said one of the bystanders, "don't be talking nonsense. Surely the doctor knows best." Even if you are alive and the doctor says you are dead, you have to behave like a dead man. Because of course the expert knows, and he knows the best. With the chronological time, the world of the expert has come into existence. Because you have lost your roots into reality, for everything you have to ask somebody. People come to me and they say, "Bhagwan, tell us how we are feeling. How you are feeling, you have to know." But I understand. The touch, the contact, the connectedness with reality is lost. Even how you are feeling, you have to go to ask somebody who knows. You have to rely on somebody else. This is unfortunate. But it has happened in slow steps, and humanity has not been aware. Chronological time is not being used now. It is no more a means, it has almost become an end. Remember, it is false time. It has nothing to do with reality. Deep down it, just underneath it, is another time, which is not real, but more real than the chronological time. That is psychological time. There is a clock, biological clock within you. More than men, women are alert about it. They will also not be alert very long, because they are trying in every way to imitate men. Still their body functions as an inner clock, after each 28 days, the menstruation comes. The body functions like an inner clock, a biological clock. If you watch, then you will see the hunger comes at a certain time every day, if you are going well and healthy. Then needs fall into a certain pattern, and that pattern is repeated. It is only broken when you are not well. Otherwise, the body moves on smoothly, runs into a smooth pattern. And if you are aware of that pattern, you will be more alive than the man who lives by the clock. You are closer to reality. The chronological time is fixed. It has to be fixed because it is a social necessity. But the psychological time is fluid. It is not so solid. Because each person has his own psychology, his own mind. Have you watched? When you are happy, time goes fast. Your clock will not go fast. The clock has nothing to do with you. It moves on its own pace. 60 seconds, it moves 1 minute. 60 minutes, it moves 1 hour. It will continue whether you are happy or unhappy, doesn't matter. If you are unhappy, your mind will be in a different time. If you are happy, your mind will be in a different time. If suddenly your beloved comes, unexpectedly, knocks at the door, time will almost stop. Hours will pass. You may not be doing anything, just holding hands and sitting and looking at the moon. Hours will pass and it will look as if only minutes have passed. Time goes very, very slow when you are happy. When you are unhappy, somebody has died. Somebody you loved. Death has happened. Then time goes very, very, very slow. The psychological time is personal. You have your wife has hers, your son his, and all are different. That is one of the causes of conflict in the world. You are honking, and the wife says, from the window I am coming. And she goes on, standing before the mirror. And you go on honking that it is time and we will miss the train. And she gets angry. And you get angry. What is happening? Every husband is annoyed when he is sitting in the driver's seat and honking the horn. And the wife is still getting ready, still getting ready. She is still choosing the sari. Now, trains don't bother about which sari you are wearing. They leave on time. And the husband is too much puzzled. What is going on? Two different psychological times are in conflict. Man has moved to chronological time. The woman still lives in the psychological time. As far as I see, women use wrist watches, but they are ornamental. I don't see that they really use them, particularly not in India. I have come across few women who don't know how to look time at, and they have wrist watches, beautiful gold watches. They can afford it. psychological time is absolutely personal. That's why chronological time has become important. Otherwise, where to meet? How to function? How to be efficient? If everybody comes to the office at his own feeling, then it is impossible to run the office. If everybody comes to the station at his own time, then trains can never leave. Something arbitrary has to be fixed. The chronological time is history, and the psychological time is myth. That's the difference between history and myth. In the West, history is written, in the East, myth. If you ask when Krishna was born, exact date, no answer will be coming from anywhere. And it is easy for historians to prove that if you cannot prove on what date, at what time chronologically Krishna was born, at what place, if you cannot show the space and time when the event of Krishna's birth happened, then it is doubtful whether Krishna was ever born or not. East has never bothered. East simply laughs at the whole absurdity of it. What chronological time has to do with Krishna's birth? We don't have any records. Or we have many records contradicting each other. But see, I was born on 11th December. If it can be proved that I was not born on 11th December, will it be enough proof that I was never born? In the East, nobody remembers his own birthday. Just the other day, Vivek was worried about his father's birthday. Maybe it is 27th or some other date. And she is worried if she writes and asks them, they will feel offended. And I told her, I don't know my mother's birth, my father's birthday. And I don't know even they know it or not. But that cannot prove that they have never existed or they are not there. East has written myth. Myth is totally different. It is with psychological time. The chronological time moves linear in a line. That's why in the West they say, there is nothing new under the sun. History never repeats itself. Time moves in a line. So how history can repeat in a line? Each event seems to be unique. In the East we say, history is a wheel. It does not move linear. The movement is circular. And in the East we say there is nothing new under the sun. And history continuously repeats itself. It is all repetition. So why be worried when Krishna was born? In the East we say, in each age he borns again and again and again. It is a wheel. In each period between creation and destruction, Krishna is born again and again. His form may differ, his name may differ, but he is born again and again. So why bother? just describe who he is and don't be too much worried about non-essential details. So it may be the figure of Krishna may not belong to any Krishna in particular. It may be just a synthesis of all the Krishnas. That's how it is. If you ask, is Buddha's statue true to his image? It is not. Yet it is true because a Buddha has to be like that. It is not a question whether this Buddha, Gautam Siddhartha, son of Suddhodan, born in Kapilvastu on a particular date, was he like this statue? No, it is not a point. But all the Buddhas always are synthesized in this statue. They represent. This statue is just a statue of Buddhahood, not of any Buddha in particular. All Buddhas are included in it. Now, this is difficult for the West. You cannot make any difference between Buddha and Mahavir, except a small symbol just down near their feet. Otherwise, you cannot make much difference. Jainas have 24 Tirthankaras, 24 great masters, but you cannot make any distinction. Go to a Jaina temple and just look, they all look alike. It is not possible. The 24 persons were all alike. Impossible. Two persons are never alike. But those statues don't represent the outward. They represent the inner experience. Yes, two persons cannot be alike, but two experiences can be alike. When you fall in love and somebody else falls in love, the love is alike. When you meditate, somebody else meditates, the meditation is alike. When you become enlightened and somebody else becomes enlightened, enlightenment is alike. These 24 statues of Jaina masters are not of 24 persons, but of one state, reflected in 24 personalities. They are all representative. If you see Jaina Tirthankaras, you will see very long ears, almost touching their shoulders. Now, Jainas say that all Tirthankaras have very long ears. And there are foolish people who think as if really Mahavir had that long ears. I was invited by Jaina Acharya Tulsi in one of his conferences. He has very long ears. So one of his disciples came to me and he said, see, Acharya Tulsi Ji Maharaj, how long ears he has. That is symbolic of being a great master. Soon, in some of his lives, he is going to become a Tirthankara. Just by coincidence or by synchronicity, a donkey passed by. So I told that disciple, look at Acharya Donkey Ji Maharaj. He is already a Tirthankara. The disciple has been angry since then. He has never come to. Long ears are just symbolic that these people were capable to hear. That's all. They were capable to hear the sound, the soundless sound, the sound of one hand clapping. They were capable of hearing the truth. These are just symbolic. Not that they are actually representative of some real person. It is foolish. But that's how it goes on. Myth is symbolic. myth, poetry, love, art, painting, dancing, music, intuition, they all belong to psychological time. You have to move towards psychological time. The chronological time is for the extrovert mind. The psychological time is for the introvert, one who has started moving towards his inner soul. There are dangers in psychological time also. That's why those who are obsessed with chronological are against the psychological. There are dangers. There is a danger, you may get trapped into it. Then you will become almost insane, because you will be out of touch with the world, with people, with the society. Let me tell you a few anecdotes. An inoffensive looking man was busy talking to an old friend of his and completely forgot the time. Suddenly he looked at his watch and said, "Ah dear, it is 3 o'clock and I have an appointment with my psychiatrist at 3 and it will take at least 15 minutes to get there." His friend said, "Now take it easy, you will only be a few minutes late. You don't know him. If I am not there on time, he will start without me." There is a danger of taking the dream to be the real. There is a danger of believing in your imagination too much. You can become so much obsessed with your inner fantasy, dream world, that you can live in a fog. But even with dangers, it is very important to understand it and to pass through it. But remember, it is a bridge to be passed. When you have passed it, you will come across real time. Chronological time corresponds to the body. Psychological time to the mind. Real time to your being. Chronological time is the extroverted mind. Psychological time is the introverted mind. And real time is no mind. But one has to pass through the psychological. That territory has to be passed, fully alert. You should not make your abode there. It is a bridge to be passed. You should not make your abode there. If you make your abode, you become mad. That's what has happened to many people who are in madhouses. They have forgotten chronological time, they have not reached real time, and they have started living on the bridge, the psychological time. That's why their reality has become personal and private. A madman lives in a private world, and the man you call sane lives in a public world. The public world is with people. The private world is just confined to yourself. But the real world is neither public nor private. It is universal. It's beyond both. And one has to go beyond both.
Today's meditation is called Becoming Aware of Your Own Awareness. The only way out of ignorance and out of this dark night of the soul is to be aware of your own being, aware of your own awareness. In that moment, when you are aware of your own awareness, everything stops, time stops. Suddenly, you are beyond time and beyond space, and a door opens which makes you part of the whole.
Now you dream me, rearrange me, find them, take me, let me free. Please don't forsake me, now reframe me, 'cause I'm just gone. I live my life in widening circles, reaching out.
A storm or a great song.
This was Osho Radio for today. You listened to music by Bindu, Devakant, Disha, Nadama, Maduro, and some music from the world of Osho. If you're looking for more music from the world of Osho, there is a site called Osho Music Archive. If you go there, you'll find a lot of Osho music and also music that you can download. We hope you enjoyed the program today, and make sure you're with us again for a new program of Osho Radio next time. Bye bye. Namaste.